What to say about the banks?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. The Obama administration is trying to figure out how to explain the health of the nation's 19 largest financial institutions. Reports this morning say there could be a move to give the public information on the government's bank stress tests as early as this week. Here's Marketplace's Dan Gretsch.
Until now, the Treasury has acted by the principle that all banks are created equal. Strong banks and weak banks alike had access to billions of dollars in bailout funds, and the results of the stress tests would be kept under wraps to avoid exposing which banks are in worse shape. But new developments have forced the Treasury to change its tack. Yesterday, Goldman Sachs said it would pay back its $10 billion bailout loan. Now other banks are under pressure to do the same, or risk being branded as runts in the litter. The Treasury is expected to announce industry-wide results of the stress tests, as well as a public guide to explain how to interpret the results. All 19 banks are expected to pass. The Treasury hopes by releasing some targeted data, it will restore confidence in the overall financial system. But that's a dangerous game. Release too much information, and that could trigger a run on a weak bank. I'm Dan Gretsch. For Marketplace.
By the way, along the lines of all this open communication, the Federal Reserve is looking at holding regular press briefings. The idea is to improve public understanding of the actions taken by the Fed during this economic fallout. Yesterday, the Fed took the unusual step of publishing excerpts of Chairman Ben Bernanke's Atlanta speech in USA Today newspaper. In that speech, Bernanke said he is cautiously optimistic about an economic recovery that didn't boost markets. Dow lost 137 to close at 7920. That's off about 1.7%. NASDAQ shares the same, down about 1.7%. The S&P 500 shed about 2% yesterday. Asian markets closed mixed today. The Hang Seng gained about 0.5%, while the Nikkei lost a full percent. And European stocks are all over the place. London shares up. Paris and Frankfurt are down. Tech stocks in Europe are taking a beating today, too, after Intel announced its first quarter numbers. They were above forecasts, but the company wouldn't give any second quarter projections because of uncertainty in the market. The United States faces an enemy it hasn't seen in more than 50 years, bed bugs. The invasion is so bad, the Environmental Protection Agency is getting involved. Joel Rose reports.
After World War II, bed bugs were basically eradicated from the U.S. Not anymore. The little brown pests have turned up in college dorms, apartments, hospitals, even high-end hotels.
They're elusive. They can get in cracks in walls very easily. They're a flat bug. They're transient. They're great hitchhikers.
Greg Bauman is a senior scientist at the National Pest Management Association. He spoke to me from the EPA's Bedbug Summit in Virginia, which brings experts and industry together to talk about the problem. Over the years, the EPA has pulled many of the most potent chemicals off the shelves because of environmental concerns. Bauman says pest managers can still kill the bugs, but the public needs to be patient.
This is not a magic thing. This could take several visits.
EPA officials hope to come up with a new plan of attack before the summit wraps up today. I'm Joel Rose for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Microsoft, delivering people-ready enterprise solutions designed to help companies do more with less. Details at Microsoft.com/people-ready. By Constant Contact, helping more than 250,000 small businesses and nonprofits succeed using email marketing. ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, a smart way to reach your customers. And by DreamWorks Pictures, presenting The Soloist, starring Robert Downey Jr. and Jamie Foxx, in theaters everywhere April 24th.
We heard from President Obama yesterday talk again about his economic strategy. The president outlined plans to build an economic foundation based on new rules. They include reforms on Wall Street, new investments in education, health care and technology, and new savings in the federal budget. The commentator Robert Rice says the president left something out, and he says, good.
With only $110 billion remaining in the TARP bailout fund, I assume Tim Geithner is preparing to return to Congress seeking more bailout money. He'll bring along the results of his bank stress test. He'll also have bankruptcy scenarios for General Motors and Chrysler, and a couple of CEO scalps. He's already got GMs. Congress won't be happy, but in the end, we'll cough up another $300 to $500 billion. Geithner believes the only way to rescue the economy is to get the big banks to lend money again. But he's wrong. Most consumers cannot and do not want to borrow lots more money. They're still carrying too much debt as it is. Even if they refinance their homes, courtesy of the Fed flooding the market with so much money, mortgage rates are dropping, consumers are still not going to borrow more. And until there's enough demand in the system, businesses aren't going to borrow much more to invest in new plant or machinery either. That's the big issue, the continued lack of enough demand in the economy. The Commerce Department reported this week that retail sales were down in March. The current stimulus package is proving way too small relative to the shortfall between what consumers and businesses are buying and what the economy could produce at full capacity. Meanwhile, the states are dragging the economy in the opposite direction. States cannot run deficits, which means that as their revenues drop in this downturn, they're cutting vital services and raising taxes to the tune of $350 billion over this year and next. This fiscal drag is wiping out about half of the current federal stimulus. If Geithner gets Congress to give him more bailout money, Congress won't be in any mood to do what it really needs to do, which is enlarge the federal stimulus package and do it soon. Voters are already worried about too much government spending. At most, the administration is going to get only one more bite at the congressional apple. Make that more stimulus rather than more bailout.
Robert Reich teaches public policy at the University of California, Berkeley. Share your thoughts with us and check out our scratch pad with online host and blogger Scott Jagow, InsideMarketplace.org. Finally, BJ's Wholesale Club says it'll begin accepting electronic food stamp payments at all of its 180 stores. It says the decision is a recognition of the changing financial needs of its members. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.